DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 55, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 48. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 68. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has offered a brief to the Supreme Court regarding the Sackett versus EPA case that will get argued later this year. Mary Thomas Hart is environmental counsel for NCBA.
NCBA filed an amicus brief in support of the Sackett, arguing for a clear and limited definition of WOTUS. In addition to the brief submitted by NCBA, there was also a brief submitted by other agricultural organizations and some individual farm owners who submitted briefs in support of the Sackett. You know, I think that we are sending a clear message to the Supreme Court that agricultural industry is certainly impacted by the definition of WOTUS and really needs a clear definition and needs this issue to be settled once and for all.
The decision on Sackett versus EPA will give a lot of direction on how much government control may be in the cards for waters of the U.S.
So I think, you know, there are two things that we would love to see in a ruling from the Supreme Court. You know, this case considers how federal courts across the country and administrative agencies should interpret the Rapanos decision from back in the early 2000s. And in that case, we got two competing tests for whether something is a federally jurisdictional water feature.
Well, the two tests were expansive government control versus a limited government approach.
The test from Justice Kennedy is called the significant nexus test, and that's a pretty vague concept and definitely relies on a lot of case-by-case determinations. The other test from the Rapanos case was called the relative permanence test, and that was written by the late Justice Scalia, and that is what it sounds like. If a water flows with relative permanence and has a significant surface connection to downstream waters, then it's federally jurisdictional, and only then is it federally jurisdictional.
It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 2022 Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday. Your donations make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyupmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday till 11:59 p.m. Friday.
The Black Squirrel Bark Park is now open in Marysville with over 3 acres of safe, beautiful space for canine friends and their owners. Donations this year will be used to add amenities, including shading, watering fountains, and seating for non-four-legged visitors. Donate to the Black Squirrel Bark Park.
Donations made to CMH Foundation through the Pony Up Marysville Match Day will be designated towards priority needs. We invite you to partner with us during this event and see the impact your gift can make to support rural health care. Funds raised will be used towards updating hospital equipment and allow CMH to continue to provide top-quality health care services for our community.
Families First of Marshall County provides many services, including school-based mentoring, holiday meals, basic care need items, treat-a-teacher appreciation gifts, medical emergency funds, and laundry service events. Families First of Marshall County, promoting health and self-sufficiency through education and mentoring.
Marshall County Helping Hands Incorporated Food Pantry is an organization that has been functioning in Marysville for over 50 years. Helping to feed the people of Marshall County, they are members of the National Harvesters Organization and use those guidelines to direct their operation. All donations and proceeds given to the pantry are used to provide in their ministry. Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities in South Central Kansas are investigating the shootings of four people who were discovered at a casino south of the state line. The Cali County Sheriff's Office said multiple agencies investigated the report Tuesday regarding four people with gunshot wounds found at the Seven Clans Casino in Newkirk, Oklahoma. Two were transported to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita, and the other two were taken to a hospital in Ponca City. Through information gathered, the shooting occurred in rural Cali County, and the investigation is still pending at this time. That's according to the sheriff's office. An airman at McConnell Air Force Base was rushed to the hospital Wednesday afternoon following a lightning strike. The base said the strike happened near the flight line. Immediately after the incident, the airman's coworkers alerted emergency responders who checked the airman on the scene. He received treatment and was transported to a local hospital for further evaluation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
According to court documents, in February last year, Cody Dyson, 26, of Hastings, Nebraska, admitted to aiding and abetting in the brandishing and use of a home-built AR-15-style rifle during a bank robbery at Guaranty State Bank on South Main Street in Burrough, Kansas. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for July 27th. A woman was transported to a local hospital after a rear-end collision late Wednesday afternoon on I-70 in downtown Topeka. The collision was reported at 4:40 p.m. Wednesday near the on-ramp to westbound I-70 from Southeast 3rd Street. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, traffic was backed up on westbound I-70 because of a stalled vehicle in the right lane of traffic. A 2017 Nissan Sentra, who was traveling west on I-70 in the left lane, the Nissan was then rear-ended by a 2020 Freightliner semi that was traveling in the left lane. The driver of the Nissan, Melissa Marie Butler, 44, of Topeka, was transported to Stormont Vale Hospital for treatment of injuries that weren't believed to be life-threatening. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A jury has found a Nebraska man guilty of first-degree murder and other counts in the stabbing death of his fiancée nearly 2 years ago in their home as their two young children slept upstairs. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 27-year-old Colton Barnes of Malmo was convicted Wednesday of first-degree murder in the July 15, 2020 death of 27-year-old Kayla McTulka at their Saunders County home. Investigators say Barnes kicked in the home's locked door and beat Matulka before stabbing her more than two dozen times. Police say he left Matulka's body for her two young children to find. A 44-year-old Omaha man who killed a real estate agent has been sentenced to life in prison. Ross Lorello was sentenced Wednesday for first-degree murder in the shooting death of 70-year-old Mickey Sodoro in December of 2020. Prosecutors said Lorello intended to kill Sodoro after the two men met at a South Omaha home Lorello planned to rent. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Lincoln man shot by Beatrice police Saturday evening has died as a result of the incident. Bradley Allen, age 35, reportedly threatened a gun and reached into his waistband after he fled his vehicle, which was stopped after high-speed pursuit. Police had initially tried to stop the man for inoperable headlights, reaching speeds over 100 miles per hour. The vehicle was disabled by spike strips. The officer involved was not injured and is on administrative leave pending Nebraska State Patrol investigation, while Bradley Allen was taken to a Lincoln hospital where he died Tuesday. Grant applications are open for the Rural Mural and Public Arts Program. Kansas Department of Commerce will provide matching funds for communities to create new murals and public art projects that will engage community residents and create a place for the community to gather and enjoy. The program is designed for communities with populations under 10,000 to increase community vibrancy and provide space for artistic expression. Matching funds are available to established 501c3 or 501c6 organizations based in Kansas, units of local government, or federally recognized tribes. The maximum grant amount is $10,000, and there is a one-to-one match requirement for each project. Matching funds must consist of at least 50% cash provided by the applicant. In-kind, non-monetary donations and volunteer hours may be counted up to 50% of the required match. Deadline is May 16th for application for the Rural Mural and Public Arts Program through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Small non-farm businesses in 27 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska are now eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. The eligibility requirements are available online through disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. Farmers may also contact their local Farm Service Agency office. Marshall and Washington County are among primary Kansas counties, plus neighboring counties include Gage, Jefferson, and Pawnee in southeast Nebraska, as well as Riley, Pottawatomie, and Republic in Kansas. Small non-farm businesses, small ag cooperatives, small businesses engaged in other activities, most nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations as a result of a drought that began February 22nd. Garage sale season underway. Citywide garage sales in Blue Rapids are scheduled Friday and Saturday with maps available at sale locations and local businesses. In addition, they will have a benefit lunch on Saturday at the community center in Blue Rapids. Odell Citywide Garage Sales on Saturday. They will have maps at sale locations available. The annual Mother's Day Market runs this weekend at the Marysville City Park, beginning Saturday, continuing Sunday.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Area Community Theater will offer a season ticket incentive for season tickets purchased for their three upcoming productions this afternoon from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Empty Cup in downtown Marysville. You may be eligible to register for a drawing for an additional two tickets.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, as an area of low pressure continues to work eastward across the region, still expecting widespread shower and storm activity to continue before we finally dry out into Friday as that system exits on off to the east. We're back to some milder upper 60s for high temperatures on your Friday. And starting off your weekend on a dry and sunny note on Saturday with 70s making a return before we do pick up at least a slight chance for some showers and storms again into the day on Sunday. First for this afternoon, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and storms likely. High temperatures working up into the middle 50s. Then for tonight, more periods of showers and storms, upper 40s for overnight lows. Then gradually clearing skies into the day on Friday, upper 60s. Saturday, lots of sun, mid-70s for highs, slight chance for a storm then for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Average high temperature, early May, 72, record high this day, 99. The average low, 50, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24. A few hundredths of an inch of rain. Brief showers on Wednesday across the region.
Poinsettia plants, hummingbirds, and Caesar salad. They're all part of a Cinco de Mayo salute to the land south of the border. On the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 5th, the 125th day of the year. Mexican heritage is celebrated today. Cinco de Mayo commemorates the victory of the Battle of Puebla in 1862. Here are a few things you probably didn't know had origins in Mexico. The Caesar salad. It was invented by Chef Cesar Cardini at his Tijuana restaurant in 1924. Vanilla is a distinctly Mexican plant. Until European explorers arrived, it was the only place the plant was cultivated. Christmas wouldn't be the same without the poinsettia, a native plant of Mexico. And be sure to say hola to any hummingbirds that visit your backyard this year. They're just here on summer vacation. Most are natives of the tropical climes of southern Mexico. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds taxpayers the second half personal property taxes are due Tuesday, May 10th. They do ask if you can pay sooner, that's better. They have a new computer system. Please bring your stubs or statements. Again, second half personal property taxes due Tuesday, May 10th.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Wichita State University has parted ways with current athletic director Darren Boatwright. Boatwright was named AD for Wichita State in 2015. WSU President Rick Muma has selected Sarah Adams to serve as the interim AD. Adams was hired in June of 2021 as an associate athletic director and senior women's administrator. Muma later confirmed the news, saying in a press release that, quote, there were significant ongoing concerns that became acute in recent weeks, ones that I did not believe could be addressed, end quote. Despite rumors of a replay of Super Bowl 55 going international, the Kansas City Chiefs will not be part of the international slate of games in 2022. Rumors of the Chiefs playing the Buccaneers in Germany started months ago after the two franchises were part of the few selected teams granted international marketing rights for Germany and Mexico as part of NFL's global growth of professional football. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drccanada.org. DisabilitiesKansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
As a show of support following the April 29th EF3 tornado that slammed the city of Andover, Wichita State University is offering free admission to Friday's Shockers softball and baseball games to all residents of Andover and eastern Sedgwick County who were affected by the violent storm. The softball team takes on the University of Central Florida starting at 6 p.m. Friday at Wilkes Stadium. Also at 6 p.m., the WSU baseball team takes on Houston at X Stadium. Wichita State did say fireworks will follow the completion of both games. Silver Lake has named Logan Pegram the school's next head football coach. Pegram fills the position left open by C.J. Hamilton, the namesake of Silver Lake Stadium, who led the Eagles for 47 years. Hamilton announced his retirement last month. Pegram graduated from Silver Lake in 2008 and went on to play football at Northern Illinois University. Pegram joins the Eagles from Lawrence Free State, where he served as an assistant coach. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled windrower, and New Holland listened. Visit CanEquip in Marysville and see the result. The high productivity, high precision, high performance Speed Rower Plus, featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, PLM solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and with greater precision. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville and put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
Connect different areas of the landscape or direct company to your front door with the help of a formal or informal path. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Neatly edged walkways of pavers, permeable pavers, or stamped concrete are common elements of a formal or even informal landscape. Soften these landscape features with a bit of low-growing greenery. Low-growing mother of thyme and woolly thyme are great ground covers to use around steppers. They thrive in full sun and hot, dry conditions. Plus, as your feet brush against the leaves, it provides a bit of aromatherapy for all who pass by. Prostrate or creeping speedwell cultivars will thrive in full sun or partial shade. The plants are covered with blue flowers late spring through early summer. Bugleweed is a low-growing evergreen ground cover that tolerates light foot traffic and shade. And don't overlook moss and wood chips for those heavily shaded locations. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Show mom she's the best one out there. For Mother's Day, go to the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids and pick up her favorite coffee and sandwich from the deli, a beautiful bouquet of flowers, or if you can't decide, get her a gift card so she can liven up her flower beds. This Mother's Day at the Riverside Market in Blue Rapids.
There are many towns in the western U.S. that had rough and tumble beginnings. They are places where it was sometimes difficult to determine exactly who was in charge of peace and justice. So it shouldn't be surprising that one town went so far as to send out invitations to a hanging. Who received an invitation may just surprise you on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Holbrook, Arizona was established in 1881, mostly as a trading post for the cattle ranchers of the Eastern Arizona Territory.
It was really rough and tumble. It was known as the town that was too rough for women in churches.
Emily Wheeler says it was hard to separate the law and the lawlessness in the early days.
It was more of the, we're going to shoot them before they shoot us law. We've had quite a few historic shootouts in Holbrook. We actually have a street that's called the Bucket of Blood.
A street and saloon received the name because of the large amount of bloodshed there. Criminals were brought to justice, though. In 1899, George Smiley was convicted to hang for the murder of a railroad paymaster. The county sheriff was required by law to invite a dozen reputable citizens as witnesses. The sheriff took the invitation business a bit farther than most.
He sent out an invitation to a hanging, and he sent it back east to President McKinley at the time. McKinley sent it back saying that this was inhumane and these things should not go out.
The invitation read in part, "You are cordially invited to attend the hanging of one George Smiley. Latest methods will be employed and everything possible will be done to make the proceedings cheerful and the execution a success." It was sent to many people, including the president.
We are probably one of the few towns that sent out an invitation to someone's death. But at the time frame, the invitation states that you should act humanely and kind while this event is going on. So there was some protocol if you were to come to the hanging.
But Holbrook has grown into much more than a Wild West town. And next time, we'll explore its unique past, present, and future as we travel the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and real estate auction held for the Eldon Zimmerman Estate, located at 1507 Jenkins Street in Marysville, held on Thursday, May 5th, starting at 5:30, house to follow, selling approximately at 6:30. This property includes a two-bedroom bungalow with full bath, a full-finished attic, and a full unfinished basement. For more information, contact Greg Kretz at 785-630-0701 or visit kansasauction.net. /Kretz. Once again, this is May 5th starting at 5:30. Auction conducted by Clay County Real Estate.
If after every rainfall you see new gullies cutting through the yard, you have a slope to conquer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plant something green and keep the dirt where it belongs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Our house sits on a hill and the backyard is sloped. Fortunately, we have an established lawn that keeps soil erosion under control. Grass isn't the only option, though. There are many types of ground covers. Some flower, others don't. Some die back in the fall, but many stay green year-round. Mike Maddox is an extension horticulture agent at the University of Wisconsin and says there's one very important characteristic you must have with plants intended for erosion control.
You want something that's going to have lots of roots to it. A good fibrous root system is what's going to secure your soil base. It's going to keep those soil particles together, keep them from being washed away and lost in a storm event. Those roots are going to be the matting that holds it all together.
As those roots break down and you get other organic matter from dying leaves and such, they will produce some goos and gums from the breakdown process that will help improve your soil structure. Years ago, a ground cover called crown vetch was a popular way to stop the dirt descent, but it's not recommended anymore.
It was probably a good thing to do, but now we're finding it actually can come over and get into some native areas. into our grasslands and woodlots and stuff. And, you know, we've already got enough invasive species out there that are disrupting our ecosystems. Let's not add this one.
The kind of plants you use to control erosion will vary region by region. Instead of accidentally introducing something invasive, go native. Your local nursery or extension service can help you with that. Erosion control isn't going to happen overnight, so hold the soil in place by securely pinning burlap to the ground while the cover is getting established. Also, many ground covers spread by underground root development, so create a barrier that extends below the surface to keep the roots from going where they shouldn't. Keep your land from going downhill at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner, call and always
watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Hi, this is Jay Biz. Trinity Village Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team. Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities who could really use your help. Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and retirement package. Apply for a full or part-time position or online at TwinValleyFrames.com/jobopenings.
Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
Immediate openings at the Marysville and Beatty locations. Apply now.
Not all stakeholders in the animal welfare arena are on the same page, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Animal welfare. The concept has different meanings when it comes to agriculture. During an Animal Agriculture Alliance webinar last week, talk focused on animal welfare as a goal for farmers and ranchers. Here's Karen Christensen of Tyson Foods.
Consumers are more interested in, but at the same time less connected to where their food comes from than ever before. And so I think that as they continue to ask great questions about how the animals that end up on their plate are raised, we owe it to them to engage in those important conversations. But I think that consumers really want to know that their values are represented in the values of the food company or the finished products that they are purchasing and engaged with.
However, Christensen also brought up the fact that many groups and individuals have a completely different idea for animal welfare.
I think that they're using the customer interest in where their food comes from to drive their agenda, not only about welfare, but I think ultimately on removing animal protein from the center of the plate.
There's a link to the recorded webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The 2022 Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday. Your donations make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyupmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday till 11:59 p.m. Friday.
This is Ron Grauer with Kansas Honor Flight. Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday. Please consider a donation to Kansas Honor Flight to honor and remember our veterans. This year we have many area veterans waiting for the flights. Your donation provides transportation to the flight and it covers flight costs. It's our way of saying thank you to these brave patriots. We appreciate your support.
The mission of the Kester House Museum Foundation is to assist in the preservation and maintenance of the Kester House Museum and Gardens. Funds raised will go to the continued restoration and repairs of the house to maintain the integrity of the dwelling, as well as maintaining the gardens and adding to the general fund. They appreciate the support for this lovely little corner of downtown Marysville.
The Marshall County Fair Association is raising funds to finish electrical and plumbing in the new livestock arena, as well as for maintenance of the fairgrounds. Your donation will grow the fund used for fair activities and necessities. Your gift is vital in helping maximize the match. Marshall County Fair Association thanks you for your support. Marshall County Veterans Memorial Wall depends on your contributions for upkeep of the memorial in Marysville. Near the armory, these funds provide flags, mulch, and general maintenance. Help our community honor our local heroes by supporting the Marshall County Veterans Memorial Wall.
Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helverine Community Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds taxpayers the second half personal property taxes are due Tuesday, May 10th. They do ask if you can pay sooner, that's better. They have a new computer system. Please bring your stubs or statements. Again, second half personal property taxes due Tuesday, May 10th.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Pork Board's strategy of diversifying their international marketing portfolio shows that South America is a lucrative opportunity with a consumer base that prefers pork. Courtney Knupp is the Vice President of the International Market Development, and she says trading relations help develop export opportunities on behalf of the producers.
Specifically Colombia, Peru, and working to develop Chile. I would say the South American market is very much a developing market, although we have very strong sales, increasing values, that consumption for pork can only continue to increase.
She says the marketing efforts come together with strategic partners like the National Pork Producers Council and the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The USMEF is funded in part by the checkoff dollars that help promote pork abroad.
They are doing a number of things in market to promote our products along with other red meats like beef and lamb where appropriate. They do things such as educational seminars, in retail promotions. They have an extensive network both with USDA and with the industry and country to position our products.
Finally, she says the strategy is set to continue to focus on strengths for the upcoming 2023 year with partners in South America.
And there was unanimous consensus among the producers, the packers, and in-country staff that there's a lot of opportunity to focus on our strengths, and that is our relationships with Central and South America. So we will look to enhance our focus there and continue to develop market size and market share for U.S. pork.
Asia and the Chinese market has been one of the hot areas for pork over the last year or so as we continued with phase one of the trade deal with U.S. and China. For more information on some of the trade deals and some of the opportunities with pork, you can visit online at porkcheckoff.org and learn more about the U.S. pork international market development strategy. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. The all-new, all-electric Kia EV6 is here, and that's not all. Plus, the all-new 2023 Sportage has landed, expanding the hybrid and electric SUV lineup to four models. Kia continues to innovate as each is built big enough to comfortably fit your family while saving you money at the pump. Reserve yours today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. And as always, Midwest Kia has the better way to buy. That means taking care of our local customers first, transparent pricing, and giving you fair value for your trade up front. Plus, all new Kias come with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. Reserve one of four new hyper-efficiency models in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As of May 1st, USDA estimates 14% of the U.S. corn crop has been planted. That compares to a five-year average of 33%. Last year, 42% was planted by May Day. This year's planting pace, the slowest since 2013. USDA also estimates 8% of U.S. soybeans have been planted. That compares to the five-year average of 13%, and last year, 22% planted by May 1st. The I states, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, the furthest behind in soybean planting compared to the five-year average in each of those states. Kansas crop condition, winter wheat, 25% good to excellent, 36% fair, and 39% poor to very poor, 67% has jointed. Last year it was at 81%, 10% headed, just 1% behind a year ago. 35% of the corn in Kansas is now planted, near last year at 34%, 11% soybeans, 1% sorghum, and 3% cotton have been planted so far. U.S. farmers have seen prices skyrocket by commodities, and the outlook remains positive. That, according to Steve Nicholson, global strategist in the grain and oilseed at Robble Research. He predicts grain prices have the potential to keep farmer spreadsheets in the black for the next few years. He said the fact is, from a producer's point of view, he thinks the prices will be well supported because of all the things, the world events, and that will be happening at the same time. He said we know producers well, and at some point we'll catch up with demand price, but it looks like that's several years away, he said. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
If your soil could talk, it would have many voices. But if you listen, you'll learn what it needs to thrive and help your bottom line. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
That it's alive. 90% of the environmental and agronomic functions that we expect the soil to perform are done by the things that live in it. John Sticca is a former soil health educator for the Natural Resources Conservation Service and authored a book called A Soil Owner's Manual, How to Restore and Maintain Soil Health. He says we need to understand what soil is, how it works, and what it needs to be its vibrant living self. For example, plants and organisms in the soil need each other to survive. There is no free lunch.
The plants make carbohydrates. They feed to the organisms that live in the soil that then in turn nutrients, water, or make nutrients in an available form, such as nitrogen, to the plant. So the plant isn't giving them all of these sugars for nothing. It expects something in return. And so they mutually support each other. And in the process, they actually build the soil aggregates that hold everything together.
Sticca says he believes the dark side of agriculture, such as bankruptcies and suicides, is tied to how well the soil is functioning.
And if we can restore soil function, these producers can reduce a lot of these input costs, increase their margin of profitability, and remain viable. If their soil is degraded and it continues to be degraded and they continue to have to increase inputs just to maintain the same yields, the economics of that just aren't going to work.
I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about soil health and John's book at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Still mostly higher numbers in the grain markets right now as corn, wheat, soybeans still mostly positive. The livestock is mostly lower on the board right now for the cattle market, a little bit higher in the lean hogs. Been pretty consistent throughout the day today. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, things are climbing back up slightly with May corn up 3 cents right now, 801.5. July corn is up 2 cents at 796 in the quarter. In the wheat markets, July KC wheat is up 50 cents right now. Some big gains going on. We'll see if it continues that way at the close at 1173 and a quarter. May KC wheat still off the board at 1112 and a half a cent. On the bean market, May soybeans are up 7 cents at 1676 and three quarters, with the July up 5 3/4 at 1646 and a quarter. Meal market is mostly higher, but kind of mixed, with May down slightly 60 cents at 427.70. The July soybean meal is up 440 at 422.60. And the bean oil for May is down by 75 cents right now at 86.33. Livestock market, as we mentioned, been pretty consistent today. Live cattle, feeder cattle mostly lower on the day right now. Lean hogs are slightly higher. Live cattle for June is down 92 cents at 133.90. August in the red by 92 cents as well at 136.15. In the feeder cattle market, things mostly lower here, with May down a buck 92 at 160.32, and the August in the red by $1.47 at 174.72. And the lean hogs are slightly in the green right now, with May up by 15 cents at 102.75. U.S. dollar index today, some big jumps here back into the green, as the June index is sitting up $1.23 at 103.83. We have the 30-year bonds for June down 3 points at 136.28, and 10-year notes currently for June in the red by a point, sitting at 117.29. So kind of red on the board for the interest rates today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet, or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
KNDY.
Tell me, what would life be?
country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.